It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Bill the Space Man Lee is standing by. Well, this is an extremely important conversation we're going to have with Bill this morning, because we thought the Red Sox had the David Price situation all figured out. So we'll have him pitch in Boston instead of having pitch in New York, and that'll take the pressure off him. He'll do this great. But he lasts less than two innings, so still can't do anything in postseason play. So we think, okay, Pedro, what's wrong? Pedro says, it's in your head. So what he maybe needs is a sports psychologist. So we think, bingo, we got the answer. Bill the Spaceman Lee. Great pitching, so he can be a pitching coach and a qualified psychologist at the same time. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. That song has the longest note in history.
It does. Oh, yeah. It does.
Longer than David Price's appearance.
That's
right. Yeah, right?
Okay. So, Bill, I think you are qualified to help him out here. I mean,
yes.
You're a psychologist. You're a great pitcher. You know baseball. So what do you think the key is?
Well, I think he should go to Aubuchon's and buy a shovel.
Really?
Yeah.
And when he pawn the dirt behind the mound, dig it deeper, because we're going to bury you there. I'm telling you, he's got more ticks than a deer in Lyme, Connecticut. That mouth guard thing he spits out back and forth, I mean, he looks like he's in a test car, and he's about to get roughed up, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, he gagged on a changeup. The guy hit it in the net. Then he gags on a fastball, and he does the same thing. He's a gagger. You know, I got a grandson like that. And my grandson, he couldn't hold a lead if it had it. And he goes, Grandpa, I'm a failure. And I'm going, no, you're not. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get down on yourself. That's my job. You're taking away my job. So I told him, I mean, he's got to run long distance. He's got to learn how to turn the ball over. No, no. I said this earlier, bring in the sinker baller. Look at Tanaka. Look what he did. I mean, he's got nothing, but he's got nothing in really good spots. And I had nothing in really good spots. Eckersley said, you know, he says, Bill, I got cheese. You got salad. And I said, salad? He says, yeah. He says, but you can paint. You can paint, you can hit the corners. I said, like Rembrandt? He goes, who's Rembrandt? He goes, Sherwin Williams. So I said, you got to learn to paint. And we had a kid, you bring in the guys. If you've been facing dead red all season, you know, Reggie Jackson, when I looked in the stands, I saw Reggie Jackson with his granddaughter or whatever it was at Fenway Park. Well, the first thing I wanted to do was hurl, but the second thing I said is he brought his daughter there into the you know, the bowel of the beast that says Yankees suck. You can't chant that. You can't do the wave. You can't have mascots. You got to play the game correctly, and you got to think out there. And we're not thinking. Cora didn't hit for the catcher the other day. That upset me when we were down 3-1. You got three catchers. You know what I mean? When you got three catchers, you must have none. Gosh darn, pitch hit. You know, do something. Try something different. And the big thing is, when you face Tanaka, you have to hit him the other way. And we didn't did that. We kept pulling the ball in the shift. I was just, watch that game. And after we really blew it, when he hit that ball all the way to frickin' MIT, yeah. Then I turned it off.
Yep.
Yeah, I just got really upset, and I'm really upset with baseball right now for some reason. But I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to play my last games. I'm retiring. My house, I think, sold yesterday. There's three people bidding on it. I'm pushing for the little couple from Hyderabad, India, to get it. You know, I want a small couple in the house because I know they won't tread heavily on it.
But hey, Bill,
I'm about had it. I still think we are a gutsy team. We got to go to New York and show how tough we are, and we got to battle back. I mean, I don't mind getting down early, but be the team that came back all season long, and then I'll be proud of them.
Hey, Bill, if you were Alex Cora, see, he's throwing Nathan Eovaldi instead of Rick Porcello because Porcello went 2/3 of an inning on Friday. Wouldn't you come back with Porcello?
You got to play two games down there. Throw Porcello the next game. I mean, you know, you got Eovaldi. He dominated in New York. If he comes out and throws like Sale, like he did the first time I ever saw him, you only get one first opinion. And my first opinion of him and my second opinion of him was spectacular. He had guts. He came after you. He threw the ball. He moved the ball around. And that's what you got to do. You got to get ahead of these guys early with fastballs in and then pitch them away after you've gotten their attention. And
well, there you go. It. Okay, Billy. Thank you so much for your wonderful professional opinion on this whole thing.
Do you think we can win?
Oh, yeah. No, no.
Okay, good.
We should win. Okay. We shouldn't be playing the Yankees right now. You know, we should have been playing Cleveland, the worst team. We had the best record. You know, it's MLB doesn't think, but what the hell, you know. It's a great game. It's too bad it's tampered with by stupid executives.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll know this time next week. So have a
great one. We'll know. I'll be probably either in Hyderabad, India, or I'll be...
what are the other? Okay.
I'll be in Walshinen, British Columbia.
Oh, look at that.
Whoa, scared me for a minute, Bill. Okay. Have a good one.